This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feisty, la 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 la, or is it fa la 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 la? Welcome to Doug, Jen, and Victoria without Jennifer. She's in Hawaii for a weekend wedding. She is the bride of honor. No, the maid of honor. The bride's
maid of honor.
Whatever. Anyway, she's there. So we're here being feisty, Victoria and Richie and Doug. The feistiness in the form of the Commander-in-Chief Forum last night, the back-to-back interviews with Matt Lauer, which took place on the USS Intrepid in New York Harbor. Much ado about nothing, in my opinion. There are other people who have other opinions. You get anything on Twitter or Facebook with regard to opinions, Twitter at DJV Show, the continuing conversation there, Facebook /DJV Show. Anything of interest and importance, Victoria?
Just lots of... Matt Lauer has been trending all morning because apparently some people say he was too soft on Trump, and now lowering the bar is trending on Twitter.
Really?
Yes. So apparently Matt Lauer not having his best day today.
Well, you know what? It's hard. Under the circumstances, what is there? What are you going to take away from that?
Right.
I mean, what is there that's going to... You're bound to annoy people. The fact that he helped Hillary up on the stage,
yeah,
all that stuff. Oh, I didn't believe that. That's why I don't spend a lot of time talking about it. I just thought it was kind of interesting. And the only thing that annoys me about it is the continuing focus on the stuff that is... It's not an inconsequent... There's little or no consequence to it, let's put it that way. Anyway, so that's that story. In a few minutes, we're going to focus on the NFL. I thought you might enjoy a conversation as we get into the football season officially starting. Is it tonight, the first game?
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah, okay. So that we'll get to in a few minutes. Right now, though, I want to spend some time going over an experience that I've had and many of you have had. Maybe it's just the season. I have found myself getting a lot of invitations to have new credit cards. Have you looked? Have you seen? Have you experienced getting in the mail from American Express and Citibank?
Yeah.
You name it. More credit card solicitations. So I decided to look at the various things that are different about some of these cards, like the APR, what the annual fee is, what kind of rewards you can get. As a frequent flyer on American, I'm always being confronted with, okay, go get one of these cards from us, yada, yada, yada. And then you get this thick envelope from American Express, and among the things in there is the agreement. And you look at the words there, and you can, you know, take a pretty good nap once you've read through the first couple of pages of this stuff. But there's research from creditcards.com found that 46% of cardholders never or hardly ever read the agreement. Hello, duh.
Yeah.
That's news to you?
That's why they go after college kids, freshmen. I mean, day one, there you go. It's the whole, all the tables of credit card offers.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the documents are written at an 11th grade level. So this company looked at 2,000 different agreements that come from various credit cards. I had no idea.
Wow.
There were that many credit cards available, but you look at the solicitations in the mail, I get one a day. I'm always seeing these things. Unreadable contracts and ununderstandable contracts. And so now the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to simplify that, is saying to the credit card companies, you better make this simpler, easier to understand, or we're going to get you. I don't know what that means. What are they going to get them? They're going to say you have to make it so. Well, remember what happened. How many years ago was it that the government took on the insurance industry to make insurance policies readable? Was that 10 years ago or so, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
You remember we tried to look at our, I just got my insurance, my new renewals, like telephone book, and all kinds of things in there, flood insurance. I'm not in a floodplain, so the only thing that's going to flood is the brook that runs by my house. I don't think I'd have too much flood insurance for that. But lightning insurance and a nuclear war. You're not protected. Your home will not be protected if we have a nuclear war. You know, that kind of stuff. What else is there in there? All kinds of silly things and then other important things. If your house wasn't constructed with 2x6s instead of 2x4s, you get less insurance if the house falls down. If you have termites, better not get termites.
Nobody covers termites.
Nah. All right, what about Zika? You think there are, we ought to find out if there's a household insurance policy that protects you if you have Zika as a health problem. But what about Zika? What about the mosquitoes get into your house and they infest? They get into the woodwork.
Does that happen?
Where are you going with this?
I know, right? I'm like, is that a real thing?
I'm just actually going that all these agreements, no matter where they are, whether it's your insurance policy, whether it's the auto policy, whether it's the stuff for your credit cards, this stuff is so complicated, nobody ever reads it. They sign on the dotted line. It's your mortgage, the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just finished a lawsuit against a bank in California, and it was based on, much of it was based on what I didn't read or didn't know, based on the robo-signatures that were done to the documents that I never signed. And then the stuff that was, and what the banks are counting on is that you never even look at this stuff, or when you get into a trouble, into a jam, they push you into the corner and you're not going to fight with them. You just give up and walk away. Well, I didn't do that. And so I won. And so we'll see what that gets me in the next couple of weeks. But anyway, that's just be careful of what you're saying. I think that's the bottom line here. In a moment, we're going to give you a chance to win an unreal NFL experience. Wait till you hear this coming up next.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
All right, so here we are having an NFL experience, Richie.
I like that.
There's a new program that offers fans like you an unparalleled opportunity with their favorite teams, whether it's the Super Bowl through the season. Pat O'Toole is the senior director of marketing for Tostitos, Dips, and Fritos at PepsiCo. He is at the 2016 NFL kickoff in Denver. First game is tonight, so are you all worked up about this, Pat?
Oh, hey, it's great being out here in Denver. The excitement of the NFL season being back is very tangible out here, and yeah, it's great. It's great to have the NFL kicking off again tonight.
All right, what's the story with this Win Unreal NFL Experiences program?
Well, Tostitos is the official chip and dip of the NFL, and with that, you know, we have the ability to bring fans experiences like they've had never had before. So every week during the season through January 2nd, we're going to be giving away what we're calling Unreal NFL Experiences. And what that means is fans will be able to not just attend NFL events, but be a part of them. So, for example, at Super Bowl 51 this year in Houston, we're going to have fans that will be on the field for the game. They'll be part of the trophy presentation at the Pro Bowl, which is the week before. It's in Orlando this year. They'll get to go through, work with the coaches, be on the sideline. We'll also have team experiences with the 49ers, the Cowboys, the Giants, where fans can be a part of the coin toss, the national anthem. But being on the field and being a part of the game, you can't get any closer than what we're doing with the Win Unreal NFL Experiences program.
All right, so why your company decided to offer this? What's the background? What's the connection between Tostitos and the NFL?
Well, Tostitos and our partner brand Pepsi are the official chip, dip, and beverage of the NFL. And so our tie is because we work so closely with the NFL and their teams, we want to give fans experiences, especially football fans who love the game. They've been waiting since last February for the game to come back. We want to give them experiences like never before that no other brands can bring you.
All right, so in your own experience, for you, Pat O'Toole, what's the best team? I'm going to put you on the spot. Best team in the NFL, and who are you following?
Well, you know, with Tostitos, we sponsor 24 teams, and I have to say that I love them all equally.
Okay. Pat, let's try from this direction.
Okay.
Have you guys done surveys on which city buys and eats the most Tostitos?
You know, we don't have surveys, but you know what I will tell you is that you know the bigger the city, obviously the more Tostitos that you eat. We have great fan following, whether it's in New York, L.A. with their new team, where I'm based out in Dallas. So there, you know, most major cities, we're fortunate to have Tostitos lovers all over the country, and. We very much find that a lot of them are football fans and use our products or chips and our dips when they gather on game day.
All right. So there are other things, though, other experiences that people can have, like a trip to the Madden NFL studio in Orlando.
Oh, I like that.
That would be kind of an interesting.
I didn't hear the Redskins in there. I want to go have a fan experience with the Redskins.
Yeah, you know, there's some really cool one, and you touched on the Madden one. We're great partners with EA. We've worked with them for years, and you know what they're allowing us to do is the EA team will actually create an avatar of the fan who wins that contest, and it'll be downloadable as part of the game. So if I'm in my house playing Madden, I can download this fan. Now we haven't contractually figured out how good they're going to be yet. You know, we want them, but we'll embellish a bit, make sure that they're able to hang with an NFL team on the Madden game.
Maybe oh my God! Can you imagine that?
Right, here's I'm in Massachusetts, so the New England Patriots are the team here. I'm wondering if there's an experience with Drew Brady where you can teach people how to inflate a football.
Or deflate.
Well, it's already been deflated, so now it's time to inflate. Right?
I mean, well, you know, we are going to be having an experience with the Patriots. So on October 3rd is when the Patriots contest unlocks. And what you're going to be able to do with the Patriots is you can raise the field goal nets. You get great seats. And you actually can attend the post-game press conference. So you can be in there with the media corps and see what it's like. And, again, it's about giving fans access.
That's
that
cool.
They're never going to be able to get otherwise. So for Patriots fans, we have a great experience.
And in San Francisco, can we meet, what's his face, the guy that sits down through the national
Colin Kaepernick. Anthem? Yeah, can we kneel during the Kaepernick,
whatever.
Colin
yeah.
Kaepernick? Yeah. That would be an experience. I don't expect you to answer that.
No.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
We'll put you on the spot.
We won't put you on the spot for that one. But it's...
you'll be able to go on the field for the coin toss. And also, we're doing a post-game press conference there. But... We haven't locked down the national anthem piece yet.
All right, good.
Can I punch Colin Kaepernick in the head?
No, never mind. All right, what's the website where people go to get more info?
Very easy. It's Tostitos.com, and it will direct you on how to do it and how to enter the contest. And you can go and look at all the contests that will unlock. Every week a new contest is going to unlock. And...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's Throwback Thursday time. Time for us to review the top five songs this week in the year 1968, going way back to the moldy oldies. Including the song was number 5 this week, the Aretha Franklin version of Chain of Fools. I don't know if there's another version of this, but this was number 5 this week. 1968 was the year. Huh? Holy, holy, goody, goldie's farm. Rusty Rack of Wrinkled Records. I was actually a disc jockey playing this stuff.
No.
In 1960. I don't know if you find that hard to believe, Richie.
With a line like that, that Rusty Rack of Wrinkled Records.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, the platters that matter.
Moldy oldies, goody goldies.
Moldy oldies, goody goldies from our Rusty Rack of Wrinkled Records. Number 5. Chain of Fools, Aretha. Number 4. Gladys Knight and her Pippies.
I didn't know that she ever covered this.
Covered her pips?
No, I didn't know that she covered I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
This is the most successful version of the song, at least to that point anyway. That's a big song. Number 4 this week.
It was as big as Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I only know
every
the Marvin Gaye one.
Big. Yeah, everybody.
But I love Gladys Knight's voice.
Yep. She likes yours, too.
Thank you, Gladys.
Gladys, all right. How the cornball disc jockeys at the time used to play with Gladys Knight and her pips. Hey, how are you pips doing there, Gladys?
Oh, I hate that puking radio voice.
I was never, FM Douglas was never a puker.
Thank you.
Didn't do any puking.
Good. No, but he was a screamer.
I had to make a lot of noise sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's FM 105, boys, 7, boys and girls. Number 3 belonged to John Fred. It was a pink label with a blue label, with a blue lettering on it. I do remember that. Gladys, that was a yellowish-orange label. Let's see, Aretha Franklin's label. I don't remember that one. But.
All the things in the world that you have to remember, and you take space up in your brain for that.
Right, I know.
That's awesome.
John Fred, the Playboy Band, number 1. It did become number 1. It was number 3 this week. Cutie in Disguise, it became number 1. I'm betting I'm going to hear from Bob at any second as to what other items I need to remember, because he's my guru. What I don't remember about this stuff, he does. So I never really warmed up. They had 3 or 4 hits. Never really got into this.
Never stuff. Trust a band with two names, two first
John
names.
John Fred. Yeah. Never trust anybody with two first names.
Right.
I always thought this was Judy in the Sky. I had no idea it's In Disguise.
Up there with all those great songs that get misunderstood.
Yeah. The best song of 1968 was number two this week in 1968. The Monkees and Daydream Believer. I get goosebumps every time I hear this song. Crank it up, Richie. See them in concert a few months ago. They don't have it anymore. But it's kind of fun to watch them anyway.
Well, missing Davy Jones' voice is a big hole in the band.
Right, yeah. This is such a fabulous song. The lyric line in this is so fabulous. Keep it going, Richie.
You can thank Neil Diamond for that.
Yeah, he wrote this song. You're right about that. Good, you remember that. In 1968, another fabulous Beatles song. If there was a number two or three song for 1968 for the year, this would have been it. So a lot of good music this time of year.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, good stuff. I could have been the fifth Beatle.
You are the Beatles.
I certainly am. Yeah, slap my wrist. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their dog or cat is almost like a member of the family. But when it comes to making sure that they're taken care of in their will, very few provide for the care of the pet after they're gone. Only 70% had taken any legal action to provide for the care of their pet after something happened to them. Millions of companion dogs and cats are surrendered to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continuing care for their animals in the event that they were unable to do so. Pet parents need to begin to plan for their pets long in advance. You can't leave your dog money because it's illegal. You can't leave him money, so you want to speak to an attorney that specializes in setting up trusts. Having a trust for your dog or cat is really, really important. You know, we hear these stories about Leona Helmsley leaving millions of dollars for the dog. Well, the dog really can't accept money, but as a trust, you can set up a location for them to live, and you can set up a caretaker. So if you have a dog or cat, do what I do. Contact an attorney when you make your will. Set up a trust for your pets. After all, they would do it for you. I'll more next time.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the angel of the airwaves, Victoria Keelan.
Richie's no angel, so I'm not going to put him into that.
Thank you.
She's here. She is called upon by me for assistance when I'm looking for a feisty point of view. I get to Victoria, and she... Almost all the time, she supplies me what I'm looking for. So that's her doing her job. All right, there's a new study, speaking of jobs and women, new study showing women do ask for raises. We were talking about this the other day, women and the pay disparity that still is there.
Yeah.
There's a new study out today showing that women do ask for pay increases as often as men do. But, the big but there, they don't get them. Men get the raises, women do not, thanks to those pigs that run U.S. businesses. Good Lord, look at this. Study in the University of Wisconsin found no difference and the likelihood of asking between the two genders, men ask, women ask. However, a lack of assertiveness in negotiations is cited as a potential reason why women might make less money than men. Really, that's kind of a sexist.
You know what, though? It's true. I mean, women, women really have to be trained and in a sense, taught how to negotiate. I remember the first job that I had, I think they were going to offer me, I don't know, like $35,000 or something like that. And it was my first job right out of college, and I was going to be an assistant. And my boyfriend at the time said, you go back there and you tell him that you can't start this job for less than $45,000. And I was shaking, and I said to the HR person, I said, well, I was really hoping for $45,000. And she goes, okay, done. And I couldn't even believe what I got. I got $10,000 more just because I asked. But it was just because I asked. And women, we are not, taught that. And, and that's something that needs to change.
So how did the negotiations go when you were negotiating to get this job?
Still working on that.
It's a moving target.
Really? And who's moving, you or me? That's the.
I got to tell you, I'm proud of Kara. Kara came to me and asked.
Yeah.
And she was and then not you came to me and about asked. It. And then I went to you and I said, hey,
right.
This is going to cost you more money.
Yeah, is this recent? Recently?
Fairly recently, yeah.
Like since I've been around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad because
wait a minute.
I've been talking.
Hold on just a second. Did you egg her on into this? Was that your fault?
I didn't egg her on. I helped
her. I'm going to start taking it out of your pay. That's all
right. I imparted some of my wisdom and the things that I've learned the hard way. Huh. Yes, absolutely. Good for Kara, and I'm glad that
it
resonated with you, Rich, that you remembered that. That's great.
No, she wasn't.
My negotiating is easy. I just say no. Right? Richie comes to me and negotiates. Okay, Rich, that's fine. No. Next.
Next.
The end of the conversation.
But, hey, listen, you should learn to negotiate in everything in life.
Yes. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you do. My wife is absolutely embarrassed every time we go buy something
because
I will not roll over and just say okay, thank you, and I will walk out of a store if I don't get what I feel is a good price. And you know what? All you really have to do as a salesperson is make the person on the other end feel like they got something. You don't have to absolutely give away the store, but make them feel like they got something, and you will close a sale.
So let's step up to the plate and bring this one step further, one step closer to who we really are. How about negotiating with your wife, not about what you're buying, but about your life? What about when you have a problem, when there is something that goes on that needs attention?
Negotiate everything.
And are you, I ask this rhetorically, I would ask it of both Victoria and Richie. This is one of the hardest lessons in my life, and I'm not at all there. I don't do well, and I go back to this business about the constellation theory, the work that I'm doing, and how it is that I don't negotiator, don't talk when there is a problem, which has caused me serious problems because I don't deal with the stuff when it's there. It festers, and therefore problems develop that aren't really problems because I was, as a child, breaking up fights all the time between my parents, and apparently there are other things that were going on around me that I never realized that I've become aware of now that have kept me from it. Hasn't got to do with courage. If I'm dealing with somebody in business, or if I'm dealing with somebody having to do with, let's say, what I'm trying to do to save my farm, but when it comes to my personal relationships with a woman that I love, it is damn near, or has been, next to impossible for me to say, this is how I feel and I don't like this, or what do we do about fixing that? And if both of you are like that, then it creates a situation that brings you into a place where you can't go anywhere.
What is the reason that you're learning is behind you not being able to express yourself? Because, I mean, you express yourself for a living. So it is interesting
because
that you would have that breakdown in communication in interpersonal relations.
Because I feel like I'll be abandoned.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. You're afraid of a negative outcome, and that there isn't enough trust there, on your part, I guess, right? You're not trusting enough that the other person isn't going to stand there and go, okay, I hear what you're saying, and we're going to work through it.
Isn't going to leave.
Right.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing that you're, I mean, I, you know, I give you credit all the time for, I love calling you New Age Doug, but like you, it is amazing that you are taking this whole new journey to figure out your past now, where you are in your life. It's really admirable.
He's been doing it his whole life. He's just never figured out.
He's not a curious soul.
Not this poignantly, because it got to a point where everything stopped. And so what do?
Yeah.
You continue in the same pattern that you were in, or do you do something?
Right. You're smart enough, first of all, to know that you were stuck in a pattern. And a lot of people don't even realize that. They're in a riptide of life, and they just don't. They just keep swimming harder and harder against it.
But
they can't get out of it.
He didn't realize that until he was, I meet you when you're 40, whatever, 47-ish.
You've known me, I was 48 probably when you met me. Yeah. Yep.
And all through his 50s, it was still kind of, I know, even though there was a big change in him.
When I was in my 50s, and that relationship was brought about by the child. It had nothing to do with a woman. It had to do with a child that was a part of the relationship.
Well, I'm talking about where you kind of looked at, okay, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
And that kind of started in your late 50s.
Yeah. Well, it was going on because I was getting, what I wasn't smart enough to realize is that I was doing the same sorts of things, but I didn't care. Now I care. There's a difference.
Right.
If you don't care, then, you know, okay, so everybody can point all this stuff out, and yeah, you can learn and do all this stuff, but until you care about it for yourself and perhaps the other person that's on the other side, then you hope it's not too late, or you hope, and if it is, then you use it, I suppose, as you move on. But it is very difficult to work through. Everybody is going to have a problem. Everybody has problems. Everybody needs to look at himself or herself in the mirror. And so in this circumstance, I was tired of feeling like there was no place for me to go, because I wasn't holding up perhaps my end. Neither of us were holding up our end of the bargain, if you will. And it becomes a pattern. And I think whether it turns out in the end to work in this particular circumstance, it's worth it to try, but you've got to come to that realization. You have to, know what it is that you are afraid of.
Right.
And that's really what this stuff brings to the surface. So.
Well, it's interesting. Victoria Bullis, our resident psychic on Tuesday, was talking about the thing that you're most afraid of is what you're most going to attract. So you're most afraid of abandonment, you're going to attract abandonment over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so it really says a lot to embrace the fear and know that if you're going to dive into this and you're really going to figure out, guts and all, how you're made up, and then at the end of it, if it doesn't result in the relationship staying together, you've still walked away with a treasure trove of information that's going to help you on your next journey with the next person, because it's your life isn't going to end. One's life ends if a relationship doesn't work out. You take what you can from it and you move on, and then you hopefully apply all those things to the next cycle of life.
Yep. All right. Thank you for all of that. There's a fellow in Kansas who robbed a bank, and I'm going to tell you why he robbed the bank. You'll get a chuckle out of it. I'll tell you that in just a moment here.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 46 past the hour. So here's this guy in Kansas who robbed a bank last Friday in order to go to jail to get away from his wife. Lawrence John Ripple told his wife following a fight on Friday night that he'd rather be in jail than be with her at home.
Nice.
So he wrote a note stating that he had a gun and wanted money. He went to a bank in Kansas City and handed it to the teller. Teller gave him $3,000. Instead of making a getaway from the bank, he took a seat in the lobby and waited for the security guard to call the police. He was then taken into custody. He gave the money back to the teller, and he spent the night in jail. He said that he was fighting with his wife, and he was sick of it. And so he decided to spend the night in the Wyandotte County Detention Center. According to the center website, spokesperson for the sheriff said he was moved to a federal facility in Leavenworth after that.
He couldn't just go to a Motel 6?
Didn't have the money.
No,
he was on free.
Efforts to reach his wife have been unsuccessful so far.
Are you kidding? She's in Aruba.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, television time. Let's get to the TV report, please. La la la, we have 57 channels. First, with the late night monologue from Jimmy Fallon last night, here he is joking about the new version of the iPhone. Someplace he's there.
The big tech news, Apple unveiled the iPhone 7 today, and the big story is that it doesn't have a headphone jack. Instead, it has wireless earbuds called AirPods. So instead of spending 7 minutes untangling your headphones, you're going to have to figure out another way to avoid working out.
All right. All right, so what's on TV tonight? Getting closer to some premieres. I think there actually, this week there have been a few shows coming back, but next week more and more through to the end of the month. So what do you have?
The
football game is probably the big deal tonight, right?
Yep, the Panthers at the Broncos tonight at 7:30 on NBC. There's a new Beauty and the Beast on CW. There's a new Flipping Out on Bravo. And there's a new Chopped on the Food Network. You can also Beat Bobby Flay if you want to try that as well. And Mysteries at the Museum, which is a show that I really like. They are delving into Hank Williams tonight. So, that's a show you would probably really love, Doug.
You know what I came across the other night? I was watching, as I was flipping around through the channels, and I cut to that Dan Rather interview show on Access TV in which he talks to old rockers. And I found his approach to not be as clinical as most of his interviews are. He looked a little long on the tooth, but so do some of these old rockers. I found it to be quite interesting. I watched a couple of them, but it
brings
me around.
I wanted to see that. I don't have that Access Cable Network.
Really?
That's the Mark Cuban one. Yeah,
yeah,
we don't have it
right.
From RCN.
Yeah. Hey, well, Cuban is now, I don't know what he's trying to do. He's got a lot of money, so he's trying to spend it and have fun himself. This is something he obviously wants to do because he's all over it.
Yeah.
He's doing, hosting some of the concerts and stuff like that. But they do a lot of rock and music history, which obviously is close to his heart. So, anyway, it's something to check out. Access TV, all the other television items of interest and import as well. 50 minutes past the hour.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Tom Kreitler, I challenge you to spell his name correctly. K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R.
Every time I go to email him, I'm like, oh, right.
Alphabetical order, A-E-U. A-E-U, but, you know, if he really was a good, upstanding American, he'd change his last name.
Yeah, Smith,
or at least
man.
How
you
spell
Joe Smith.
K-R-I-G-H. Kreitler, K-R-I-G-H. Kreitler.
You should see my junk mail. It comes in C-R, K-R, all kinds of crazy.
it is. All right, so we have questions from listeners. However, yours truly has a question, a very important question, that will focus on what's lurking in your sofa and my sofa.
No,
recently. I saw this after just buying a couple of sofas a couple of days ago that were slightly used. Mm-hmm. I wondered to myself, even though they came from an expensive shop, they have, we'll find out in just a second, boys and girls. Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, is here exclusively on this program to tell you what to do with your, with what's lurking in your sofa.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Pressing for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that control?
You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control. 3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
All right. So Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is here. You can check out what goes on at the Money Pit by going to MoneyPit.com. There are harmful chemicals lurking in your sofa. If you bought a sofa before 2015, there's a pretty good chance that the manufacturer treated the cushion with toxic flame retardant, which is linked to cancer and also hormone disruption. Became a health concern in California, and so they passed legislation, Tommy, stating that if flame retardant chemicals are used in furniture, it has to say so on the label. So I'm going to go down and look at the label. I don't know if that's what I'm... I was being moderately facetious because I did buy some stuff for the living room, and it was from a very fancy secondhand place. And my gay guy friends went there and said, look, this is safe, this is good, and go buy this and that.
It's approved, huh?
So that's what, yeah, exactly. But I can see where this is the same as the chemicals, or the worry, it would seem to me, is the same as having wall-to-wall carpeting, which is anathema.
I agree. I think that when you have carpeting, when you have new furniture, new cabinetry, there's always going to be some level of off-gassing. That's why it's a good idea to never, you know, just take that right near house and unwrap all of the plastic and just kind of like let it sit there, unless it's right. You know, the weather is such now that you can leave the doors and windows open and let it kind of air out for a few days. I don't never think it's a bad idea to let that happen. And certainly California is always way ahead of the game in passing legislation on anything that's potentially harmful. I always wonder whether or not, you know, the concentrations that come off of this are those that are really associated with actually causing a disease, as opposed to, yeah, if you live with this stuff 24/7 and, you know, had your head in the barrel, maybe you could get sick. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't be cautious about it. And like I said, airing these things out,
all right, so I know,
like furniture, is not a bad idea.
I'm now safe because I just looked at the national brands that do not use these retardants in their furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Furniture, City Furniture, Ethan Allen, which that's these couches are Ethan Allen couches, Endicott Home, IKEA, Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams, Roger, and Chris Furniture. These do not use flame retardants in their furniture.
Yeah, but that's for brand new stuff, so you don't know how old those couches are that you're looking at.
They're a year old.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I would still check the label just to be safe.
Right. It came from
gas masks.
You should wear gas masks.
The good news is they don't use the flame retardant. The bad news is they're kindling.
Right.
Yeah. Get your marshmallows out.
There you go. Wow, well, that was very helpful. All those of you who are worried about chemicals in your sofa, Tommy the K has straightened that out for you. Tom Kreidler from the National Syndicated Home Improvement Show, The Money Pit. Check it every weekend. MoneyPit.com is the website.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.